Welcome to the Unverified Podcast. I'm your host, Shimmering Potato, and with me is the ever so spooky, spooky wagon. We're not really verified to talk about anything, really. So this is all our ramblings and stuff on topics that we enjoy, that hopefully you enjoy as well. So this week, we're kind of just going to talk about esports, you know? Is it a sport or not? Spooky?
To me, no, it is absolutely not a sport. It is not a sport.
Why is that?
It's not a sport, that's why.
What defines a sport?
That's a good question.
See, okay, look, if we're going off the Google definition, you know, it says an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against each other or others for entertainment. But here's the esports definition, Spooky. A multiplayer video game played competitively for spectators, typically by professional gamers.
So then every Twitch streamer in the world is...
No, I wouldn't say that, because they're not a team. They're solo, usually. And they're not really competing for money.
It doesn't have to be money to be a sport.
Typically, you want to...
In my opinion, a sport is a physical competition between teams or individual teams, like solo teams. Doesn't have to be multi-person teams.
You can consider bowling or golfing a sport?
A mediocre one, yes. Even badminton, it is a sport. It is a form of physical exertion and competitiveness. I'm not saying video games are not competitive. And they're not uncharacteristic of having good or bad sportsmanship. But is it a sport? No. Do I think poker is a sport? No. Do I think competitive yoga is not a sport? Chess is not a sport.
Well, you know, the International, you know, Olympic Committee has recognized chess as a sport.
Why?
The same way they recognize esports as a sport.
But why?
Because it's, okay, let's just say it's like a brain over brawn type thing. Okay. There is strategy involved in high-level play of video games, as there is chess. Obviously, we're more like the basic chess players. We just know, hey, this pawn can only move twice once, and then after that, you move one up.
Well, I mean, in that sense...
take over a pawn, you take it over... Yeah, that's our basic understanding of, you know... chess, right?
Yeah, I get that there's playbooks on this and hundreds of thousands of variations of skill sets that could be involved and create a really fun and intriguing and sporting game, but I still don't consider it a sport. I understand two individuals can compete to see who wins. That, to me, still is not a sport. A bake-off is not a sport. Competitive yoga is not a sport. To me, it just doesn't match what I feel to be a natural sport. To be good at sports, you must... I think that goes hand in hand with being a natural athlete. To be decent or capable of playing multiple sports, you have to be a decent athlete. You don't have to be world star or famous or professional, but a decent athlete. But you could meet, let's just say, Tom, and he's a pro gamer, and he can also do pro chess. But he might throw out his arm if he were to toss a tennis ball. I don't think that's athleticism. You don't have to worry about your health as much with some of these things, and I don't think that that is athletic at all. I'm not dissing on anybody or any condition. What I'm trying to get at is I don't think that that's a sport.
I don't know. Fun, competitive activity?
Yes. I mean, I could be the world's best player of Monopoly, but that doesn't make me a professional athlete.
Still, you know, I think but, you know, there is competitiveness to it. You can play for money. I think there's a lot of skill involved. That same with, you know, hockey or anything like that. You need to be trained in it in order to be well. And these players have been playing, you know, for probably 60 hours a week, maybe more, probably hundreds of hours a week, just to be top of the top, best of the best type thing. And there's a lot of mental strain on the sport.
I don't deny that.
Yeah. And I think the mental aspect is what keeps it a sport, in a sense, is that you're playing for the to be the best. Obviously, there's not going to be a lot of players. It's still an early development in terms of in America. In South Korea, it's probably the most competitive thing they watch there. I'm not really sure, outside of baseball, what sports they actually watch.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of players, they can get out of military service, you know, at least delay it, for being on a team, if you didn't know that.
That's
Well, yes, there's mandatory service for and the Asian countries there, so they can get out for, you know, as long as they're a pro player, and delay it.
Because yeah, I'm not saying it's not competitive. They're playing for millions, man. See, that to me is just insane. That is absolutely insane.
Won millions of dollars playing Fortnite, which is crazy. And I think the largest share was in either the.
But see, how is that not gambling? How is that not gambling?
Because gambling is different. Gambling is using your money. They didn't use any of their money to put into a pool.
All right. So would it be considered gambling if you put money on me playing the game? That's even though I knew
gambling.
It.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen, though, in anything you do. Like, yeah. You know, even rolling a dice, hey, how much money are you going to roll? You know, like, hey, you're going to roll a six here. You can't, you know, unless you rig it.
Well, see, I also feel like another reason why it shouldn't be considered an actual sport is due to equipment. You would compare it like hockey and training, right?
Yes.
You can get a kid, go out there with your shoes on, if you must, and a stick and learn how to play hockey. But to be the best at Fortnite, you can't just go to the store and spend $20 and get good at the game.
No,
you have to have money.
No, you can. The best thing you can do in Fortnite, from what I've seen, is get yourself a gaming PC, something high end, so you have no frames, drops, or anything like that, and sit in practice mode. And practice building and editing for hours on end. These people literally do spend these times. Like, if you watch competitive Fortnite, it's nothing we can do. Literally. We can't just pick it up and be like, oh yeah, I'm better than you. No, we can't. We have to practice for hours to do it. Just as anyone else would do in a sport.
All right, so what's the startup cost to be a pro gamer?
A pro gamer?
Yeah.
Well, it all varies, in a sense. Just like football or anything like that, you need equipment, you need coaches if you want to actually do it professionally. You're going to have to play, like, let's just say, for a decent PC, $600, $800. Jeez. Just that's it. That's up front. Compared to football, I don't know, you have to get your own equipment for high school.
I mean, you pay for things, but...
Yeah. I don't, you have to pay for their lunch. Like, even in college, even though you have a full ride, doesn't mean you can pay for any food. And sometimes not all players have full scholarships. They literally have to work, but they also can't work because of NCAA rules to where they can't make money off their name or anything like that, which is ridiculous in my opinion. Like, there was a kicker who was making YouTube videos and he suddenly lost scholarship to play and he can't play in any college football. Because he was selling his name out there.
I know that there's rules and guidelines on things, and a lot of them I agree with, and a ton of them I don't. But like I said, I never disagreed that it's not competitive. It is not grueling, hardcore, chin to the grindstone type of work to get to this level of skill set. But to me, it's still not a sport. It is sporting. I mean, there is sportsmanship in it, but to me, sports require athleticism of some degree. I would compare gaming to chess. It is still a game. Yes, 99% of all sports are still a game, but it is a physical game. And I think that is what should be considered a sport as opposed to an activity.
Yes, but you don't think a mental game can be a sport or anything like that?
No, not a sport. Like I said, it's more of an activity. It's not... To be the world's best poker player, you can train your whole life. But you get dealt a bad hand, you're done. That is nothing in your control. You can't say I tried my hardest. It's out of your hands.
I agree. I think they should rename it from esports to something else.
E-games or something. I mean,
no, that's cheesy. E-games, you know, I think of that X Games, and it's just like weird. Like, do you consider, you know, professional skateboarding a sport?
A sport, yeah. I mean, you got to think that these people go through physical and mental.
And NASCAR?
Yes, it's extremely physical.
Now, what if I said that there is an esports for racing?
Are they actually in the car?
They're not in the car, but they're in a simulated car.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Here's where
I'll
tell you that you're wrong, Spooky. I've talked to many people that, you know, actually played iRacing and all that. And some of them do it competitively. It is hard, like literally hard. You're sitting in a chair for hours. You're basically like, you know, a race car driver without the G-force on your body.
It is so without the G-force, without the heat, without the risk of losing your life, without having to use extra senses.
You know, you're sitting in a chair for so long, Spooky.
No.
Like, you're not stretching
your legs.
That's
not fair, though.
But no, you're driving. You're driving. You're like, they have a whole rig set up for this too.
I mean, I've seen rigs. I know what you're talking about. I just still don't consider it. Okay, so you mean to tell me you could value someone's skill set the same as someone who does it in reality?
I mean, there's a lot of those race car drivers that actually use that to practice.
Different scenarios, sure. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's to me what that sounds like. And I know that this is going to be harsh, is hearing all those teenagers say, oh man, I'm so good at COD, I'd be great in the military. That's what it sounds like to me. And it's, you know, I'm approaching 30. It's not like different. I'm old, but
yeah, it's different.
Oh, I'm not saying it's the same. It's just more of the morale behind it. I understand it is competitive. It does take a lot of mental stress. Sometimes, yes, there are physical like, oh, my back's sore. I've been sitting in the chair training for 8 hours. I get it. It's the same as working. I understand.
But no, Spooky.
There's no actual risk.
No, there's no risk. But I mean, obviously, a lot of things have risk. Obviously, you're risking your livelihood if you do that. I'm not saying to, hey, go out and, you know, risk everything, drop schooling, drop everything just to become a pro in competitive esports. Don't do that. It's a huge risk. You're going to have to be top of the top. You're going to have to be competitive to compete. You can't just expect to be the best right away in that group. You're going to have to work for it. I'm saying esports is definitely on par, close to it, in terms of how to get to the top. You have to be the best. You have to train. You're going to have to do a lot of things. There's a process. But with, you know, iRacing, I think it's similar to at least driving without the, you know, actually crashing and dying part. But I think most drivers don't really think about crashing and dying. So iRacing, you know, it's competitive still. Like, there's a lot of right, like, race car drivers don't think they're going to die. They think they're the best already, so they're not going to crash, right? But mm-hmm. In iRacing, obviously there's a loss of risk. There's like a, you know, obviously a gap. But a lot of these, they can probably compete with race car drivers in a simulation because they know all the rules to racing and all the turns and all that. Like, these maps are 100% accurate. It's insane how accurate they are. And all the physics in the game is real, in a sense, like closest to realistic as possible. And a lot of these guys, they're sitting in the chair. Like, some of them have done 24-hour races, which is insane. You know, taking turns on and off. But I think, you know, they still get the body, you know, aches that race car drivers do by constantly being driving like that in a chair and all that.
Do you mind if I interject?
Sure.
I will disagree on something massively major. To race vehicles without fear is nearly impossible. I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. If you're really competitively racing on the street in a vehicle or a bike, there is a sense of fear, because if you lose control, if you hit a rock the wrong way, if there's a puddle on the ground or something you don't see, debris, that could end your life. So and there's other vehicles too, drivers, things like that. There's street racing, NASCAR, Formula One, drag racing. Like these are, I don't want to say deadly activities, but the more you push it, the higher the risk goes. And
Yes.
as a driver, your mental stability, and I if I were to put this on a scale of 1 to 10, an iDriver, I would say it'd probably be as alert about 6 or 7, as to where in person doing the same type of driving in this in a real vehicle, you're going to be maxing out at like 15. I mean, your heart's going to be racing. You feel the vehicle move a little bit in the back end the way you don't want it to. It's going to scare the shit out of you. But
So
in
I agree on that.
iRacing, you don't see that. You don't feel that. It's
Well,
not real.
no, you do feel it. You do feel it. Like you feel your heartbeat rise. Not as high as, you'd say a race car driver. I don't know what they're monitored or anything like that. But I'd say it's close, but it's not the same. But they do feel when someone's close or if they're about to crash. There's a lot of things in these rigs that normal people like us don't have the money to spend on it. But there's still, like I said, risk involved. It's not the same, obviously. I'm not comparing an iRacer to an actual driver. I'm saying that they do have some similar pains. They do, as a race car driver, in their legs. They have to maintain their body, because if they don't maintain their body, obviously things are going to fail. It's insane to think, people can actually do that for a living nowadays, but it's simple fact, it could replace actual sports in a simulation or race car,
I mean,
NASCAR in a
maybe one
sense.
day in the future, but I just
Yeah.
feel like if you were to sit down and talk to a Formula One driver and an iDriver, right? I've seen tons of videos, excuse me, where they've taken turns. I've seen their rigs, I've seen the courses, I've seen how accurate. It's very impressive. I will not deny that. But I must continue to say that I don't believe that is anywhere close to being as real as getting behind the wheel yourself and trying it.
Oh yeah, there's always
I've
going to be
gone
that
to tracks,
disconnect.
I've rented cars, I've done this, not pretty, nowhere near professionally, but like I've gone up to Daytona and done things, and it's so terrifying to be behind a wheel and do certain maneuvers, and then when you see other people in real life do these things, how long they've had to have done that, how hundreds of thousands of dollars they've gone through their mistakes. I mean,
Yes.
you make a mistake on a skateboard, you might break your ankle, you might sprain your ankle. There's more severe injuries, but most of your mistakes are going to be failed attempts.
Of course.
iRacing, you hit the restart button, you're good to go.
Now there's actually a system in place. If you start crashing intentionally and all that, you can get banned and all that, obviously.
But I'm just saying it's not going to affect your life or your real bank account.
Yes.
In
Well,
a
I mean,
car, I mean, you got to
it
build
actually
these
costs
things.
money to buy cars in that game and tracks, and it's a subscription-based, format as well. So it's
I'm not
costing you
dissing on it.
money.
I don't want you to think
Yeah.
this isn't a
You're not
debate.
using as
I'm not
yeah
disagreeing
no
with you.
yeah
I
you're
just.
not losing as much money as a race car driver, that's for sure. I do think, a race car driver at a certain point, he just stops care not caring, but he stops feeling the need he's gonna die, so he gets his heart rate down, he starts getting in the flow of things, he's calm, he's whelmed, he's done this millions of times. Obviously one wrong turn can end his life. But he doesn't fear that until it happens.
I'm not a race car driver.
Well, neither am I. I'm not even an iRacing driver.
No, I mean, I've been on bikes, I've been in fast cars, I've seen cars do crazy things, I've seen incredible drivers doing things with their vehicles. It almost seems impossible. And I've just always known, I mean, I know a lot of bikers. There's a lot of members of my family that bike. And I mean, I'm hoping very, very soon me and my wife are going to be getting into it hardcore. But I mean, every time I'm on a bike, I could be in a parking lot by myself and there's still a sense of fear for the vehicle. Like, not like I'm scared of it, but like you get in your car and I mean, you're driving down the road. You don't think about it all the time, but you're like, oh no, my check engine light's on. And it's a real fear. Like it's a
Yeah.
real, because it's a part of you. It's a part of your finances. It's real. And I just feel like with esports and things like that, these aren't real tangible items. These aren't real tangible things that people are doing. Your equipment, yes, I understand you have a feel for that, but playing football, you need to take care of your body. You need to take care of your mind. You need to be of sound health. There's a lot of mental and physical aspects to it. And when you're not considering those things, there's a social aspect to it as well. There's other people that play sports on football. You could have Florida and New York, right?
Yeah.
Both people are friends, blah, blah, blah. Oh, did you hear so and so? He's actually doing really good. It's a social and mental aspect of driving yourself to be better as well, which I do agree esports has as well, but it's not as personal. It's more public. It's more of a display. It's more of a putting on a show.
So it's more like gladiators, but without the killing part.
Exactly. Yes. Which I'm not, like I said, I'm not dissing on it. Dude, I think pro gamers are absolutely incredible, and it takes insane amounts of endurance to even train to be at this
Yeah.
level.
I do
But
think there's still that the yips you get, like when you're going from minor leagues to major leagues and then you don't perform well, you have the yips. I
yeah.
do think there's something similar in esports. Obviously, players are better in playing the ranked game instead of obviously competitive on stage. It's comfortability as well. I'm starting to see more of this episode's coming out, like the whole episode of The Office where Michael and Daryl are arguing about, who has it worst and all that, if you remember that
Oh
episode.
yeah. Upstairs or downstairs?
Yes, upstairs or
Warehouse or
downstairs.
office? Yeah.
Dwight, you ignorant slut. That episode.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's like this, in a sense that we're talking about. There's a disconnect between the two sports. I'm not saying it's a full sport. I'm saying it should be treated almost like a
Excuse me.
sport. Recognized close to it, but not exactly a sport because there's millions involved in it. So why not just make it publicized more? Obviously, it's getting traction here now in the US. Like ESPN2 or another ESPN will play like major events like League of Legends World Series or the International from Dota 2. But I think at some point you're going to have to recognize that people can make a living off it, but I know there's one player who literally risked his whole life playing this game, League of Legends, like a decade ago, because he believed he could become a pro player, right? His name is Doublelift. I don't know if you heard of him or not. Probably not, just because he plays League of Legends. But he was kicked out of the house when he's like 16, and he ended up posting online, "Hey, I need a place to crash. I'm high ranked player in league," and then someone took him in. That guy's name is Travis Gafford. He became a esports journalist, while the other guy, Doublelift, became a pro player in League of Legends and is arguably one of North America's best players all time so far, which is insane. The adversity he had to overcome to, make a living. I'm not saying do it. Don't take that risk. You don't want to take that risk. You want to have a fallback. If you're young and listening, don't just assume you're the best. Prove that you can make a money out living out of it by doing tournaments. Don't risk all your money. Risk some. Be smart with it and all that. But you're gonna have to train hard, work hard, and all that. There's always a risk in everything in life, isn't that right, Spooky?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I don't want to say I was kicked out, but I was politely asked to leave the house at a certain age. And games were big. This was 2009, so games were big, but I didn't have the mentality that I'd say a lot of today's youth has as far as games go. Like, you could be 12, be great at Fortnite, and think to yourself, well, hey, this guy 2 years older than me just made $1 million doing the same thing I'm doing. Why can't, let's do it.
Yeah.
But the pr I see a major problem with that is this is going to sound boomerish, but influencing young people today to pursue things like that.
Yeah, this is why you don't take those risks, in
you
my
don't.
Opinion.
I don't think it's a good idea.
The way you take the risk is if you're in a high stakes tournament where you can actually win the money.
If you're at that level, do what you do. But I mean, if you're under the age of 24 and you don't have a job, you don't have your own place to call your own.
Yes.
You know, if you have family members that aren't your brother or sister living, if you're living with your parents and stuff, don't do this shit. Like, enjoy your games, practice as often as you can, but that is not your primary obligation. You need to have a day job.
Educate
you need to
yourself.
Have, education.
Don't drop out of school. Even if you become a pro at 12 years old in Fortnite, go to school. Fortnite's not going to last forever. You're going to have to come up with a way to make money regardless. Brand yourself. That's what you do. Brand yourself. Make yourself noticeable. Start streaming. Then start reaching out to different programs like podcasting, what we're doing. We're not even that famous at all. We probably have like 100 something followers on Twitch total. You know, mostly friends. We're trying to...
Hey, I've had a lot of views though.
Yes.
Spooky, stupid, famous.
We're just branch out. Start, you know, your own company if you have that money. Invest in stocks. Anything. Just don't fall into the trap that you can make your life out of this forever. There is a time and age where it will fall off. Just like in sports, at age 30, usually in football, people say you're over the hill. Even though physically they are better than like all of us. Literally. Like, I don't think at like 43 years old I can throw a football like Tom Brady can.
I'd like to look like that when I'm 43.
Exactly.
But no, that's a good point you make though, is go out and get an education and stuff.
Spread yourself.
Yeah. Outreach. Network.
Yes.
I mean, if gaming is your life, if you're all about gaming and you love esports, I don't watch esports personally. But if gaming is your life and it's a part of who you are, keep it. Keep it a part of your life. Keep it about who you are. But you have that same odds of becoming a pro gamer as you do becoming Tom Brady. Yeah. You could be any one of the professional football players out there, the best at this year, that year. But there's only so many. This is what I'm going to go out and get weird here. Don't shoot to be a legend. Legends aren't, you know, methodical. It's by chance. It's by effort. It's by grueling hard work. And sometimes it just doesn't work out.
0.001%.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as like business and stuff goes, man, just don't keep all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, yeah.
Do different things.
Just like Ninja.
Excuse me?
You know who Ninja is, right?
No.
It was a competitive Halo player and became hugely popular due to Fortnite.
I actually don't like Halo.
Oh, well, he was a professional Halo player at the time, like way back in the day.
I didn't even know you could be professional at Halo. I thought it was
that was MLG. MLG was back then. That was like the closest thing esports we had. It was just like a league.
Yeah.
Major League Gaming.
Jeez. No, but in my opinion, I'll stick with it. I don't think it's an actual sport. It is sporting. It is highly competitive. It's contagious. It can be toxic. But I don't think it's a sport yet. I think that this is going to be another weird one. In the future, once VR gets better and there's more physical attributes to gaming interfaces, that's when I would consider some of these things sports.
You're right. I mean,
in general.
I just think it should be just treated close to a sport, not an actual sport.
We'll call it a B-class sport. The same as competitive yoga and golf.
I hope there's no competitive yoga.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh,
it's almost 5,000 years old. Yeah, competitive yoga.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that. That's not a double entendre or a negative. What is that? It's something. But, like, yoga itself should not be considered anything but peaceful and healthy.
Right.
But to have that's like saying it's competitive,
a lifestyle, not a sport.
Yeah, it's like it's competitive dieting. Well, we're both eating apples. Who wins? I ate it better, so I win. You know, it's like there's no, it, in my eyes, competitive yoga cannot exist.
So, Spooky, I don't know if you, well, you probably do know this because you're into simulations. Competitive, what is it? Farming simulator.
Yeah.
That's a thing. You can win thousands from being a better farmer than other people.
Listen, where? Teach me the ways.
I don't know the ways. I just saw it as an article, and I thought it was a joke, if I'm being real with you.
Wow, I thought it was a joke too.
It's not a joke. It's actually real. That's why I was like, whoa, maybe I should get into, farming sim,
I
become
can
good
teach you
at
how to
it.
play.
Oh, God. But I think that's all we have for today, you think?
I think it's a good stopping point. We could probably go for a few more hours, but
Get any
not
final closing thoughts?
in particular, no. No, I feel like it was a great discussion today. Yeah, I'd love to know what other people think too. I'd love to revisit all of our podcast, current, past, and future. See what other people think too. We can open up the
Yes.
can of worms on that.
And we could always revisit this later as, esports progress.
Oh yeah. I
If
mean,
we're
things
alive,
are
we don't
all
know how long it's going to take for that to progress.
what my life?
No, esports.
We don't know.
We don't know. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Not a
Oh
sponsor.
gosh, not a sponsor. Fun show.
Yes. But we'll keep you guys informed. Follow our social medias, probably down below.
Or
I don't want to
above.
speak them. We're above. I don't know.
It'll be
Side to
right where you
side.
think it is. You know, hit all the buttons, hit all the things that spread
Like,
it.
comment, subscribe, leave a like. But yeah, this was the Unverified Podcast. And we are not verified to talk about these things, clearly. As you can tell, we were rambling on about boomer versus zoomer stuff. So, yeah, find out next week. Next week, what we talked about. Probably movies, Avengers, solo films. Who knows?